Yeah, this tournament never disappoints, does it? And the games that end up as blowouts or the forgettable games, we never talk about those because they're overshadowed so much by these incredible upsets. We're off and running in the NCAA tournament. We'll update everyone on all the games and all the upsets and all the drama going on, and we'll get you ready for Maryland and Valparaiso tomorrow afternoon. Pete Gilbert will join us in an hour from Columbus, Ohio, and a very compelling interview coming up at 6:35. John Urschel, the Ravens' young offensive lineman, wrote an article yesterday entitled "Why I Still Play Football." You will not want to miss this. It's coming up at 6:35 tonight. But first of all, let's start with our friend, colleague, and Baltimore Sun columnist Peter Schmuck, who is back from sunny and warm Sarasota, Florida. Peter, how are you?
I'm tanned, rested, and ready, Brett.
Are you excited for the snow tomorrow morning?
Absolutely.
You missed it.
No, yeah. When I left, I shoveled almost all day, right the day before I think I left for training camp in mid-February. I got to tell you, 77 degrees every day, it may sound good, but it's just boring. So I'm very happy to have a little slush and freezing rain tomorrow, get my blood flowing.
Yeah, I heard 77 and sunny can take its toll, or maybe that's just hanging out with Ed Encina and living with him for a month. But either one, I'm sure you're happy to be home. Peter, there are a lot of things I want to talk to you about, and I do want your Maryland opinion coming up because you have really covered this team a lot this year. But let's start with the Orioles and your big takeaway from a month with them at spring training.
Well, I think as I wrote in my column that was in yesterday's Baltimore Sun, this team is always hard to figure. Last year, when they faced the top 10 ERA pitchers in baseball, they did very, very well. When they faced the bottom 10 ERA pitchers in baseball, they played poorly. They're very hard to figure sometimes. So they have not swung the bat very well. Today they popped out a little bit with three home runs against the Pirates. And Adam Jones stepped up with a couple of run-scoring hits, including one of those home runs. So things are looking up. The last couple of days they started to swing the bat better. But that said, I was never worried about the offense, and I was never particularly worried about the pitching staff either. I mean, there's really nothing wrong there. Except that you get this kind of unsettling feeling that there's just not quite enough depth, and that goes back to the guys that left. If you trade in the guys who were hurt last year or missed a lot of time last year for the guys that left, I think it's a good trade. The problem is those guys that left are the depth, and so I'm a little concerned about that, and we'll be getting more into that over the next couple of weeks. But I don't think it could go much better except for Matt Wieters having a sore elbow yesterday morning.
Yeah, and x-rays clean today. It was alarming, I think, for a lot of Orioles fans when they saw reports coming from the media there that Wieters was even having x-rays today, especially after he was shut down yesterday for catching and being behind the plate with tendonitis in his right elbow. It just seemed like a bad progression, but reports out of Sarasota late today that those x-rays were clean. That's certainly good news. And there's another sidebar to that, and that is the future of Matt Wieters and Chris Davis. And Peter, you were all over this in spring training, and you had the best quotes and the best kind of insight into kind of the back drama to this season. And it's funny, a lot of fans were writing me that they're sick of the conversation about next year's free agents. A lot of fans, I think it's important, but it is kind of hanging over the head of this team, I think. I think it's undeniable that there's this clock ticking with 11 pending free agents on this 40-man roster that include not only Bud Norris and Wei-Yin Chen, that's two-fifths of your rotation, but Matt Wieters and Chris Davis, that if everything goes perfectly for them, they could both make well over $100 million next year in free agency and be wearing different uniforms.
Yeah, the Matt Wieters and Chris Davis thing is not all that hard to figure. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that Matt Wieters comes back the second week of April and has 25 home runs and 95 RBIs, which is what was last year projected out to if he had kept going. I know it's a short sample early in the season, but he was hitting .308 with 5 home runs and 18 RBI in 26 games. Put that over 140 games, that was .2797. He does that, and he's getting he's got a chance to get a 9-figure contract. Chris Davis a little different because last year obviously an aberration from a power perspective because the previous 2 years, even not playing totally full-time the year before, had hit 85 or 84, 85 home runs. Last year maybe have been an aberration, but I don't know that Chris Davis commands that kind of money unless he hits 55 again. But you're correct in the assertion that the doubt hanging over all of them cumulatively is huge. And the fact that there are 11 players, actually 12, I think Wesley Wright is, you could throw him in there,
sure.
I guess. The what this team might look like next year if they are very passive in free agency as these guys move forward has got to be frightening for Orioles fans who have now gotten the sense of what Buck Showalter means to this team, what a winning culture means to this city, and how important it would be to continue that. And the Orioles can talk as tough as they want about how they've done things so well, which they have over the last few years, and how they've developed players and how they have young players. All that's great. And they still will have, much of their up-the-middle defense coming back. They're up-the-middle core of the team. But you can't lose that kind of manpower and expect to be real competitive the following year. And Dan Duquette has said all along his goal is to have a winning team every year. Well, then I would suggest at least making a cursory attempt to get Bud Norris or Wei-Yin Chen or a couple of guys. Get a couple of these guys out of the way instead of going into the November next year and having 11 guys. And if you go for 11, I just don't see how you're going to land on your feet the following year.
That's a good question. And beyond that, and when we come back, we will get into this, Peter. The fact that it seems almost personal towards the Orioles general manager and the quotes that I read from you, from Adam Jones and Chris Davis, I want to get your take on that when we come back. And if it is personal, and even if it was orchestrated in any way, and I don't think it was, but it did come in an odd successive manner from your writings in Sarasota. We're talking to Baltimore Sun columnist Peter Schmuck back home, thankfully. We were all so worried about him. And John Urschel, Ravens offensive lineman, coming up at 6:35 tonight on WBAL News Radio 1090.